This is Paul Corvino, regional president of iHeartMedia in the great city of Dallas, welcoming you to another episode of CEOs You Should Know. Today, I've got the honor and privilege of talking with Chris Schembri, founder and CEO of Alethea Marketing and Media, a very creative, data-driven, forward-thinking, Dallas-based advertising agency. They've done some incredible work for clients like Six Flags and Reasoners, among many more. Chris previously served as the COO of Camelot Strategic Marketing and Media, where he oversaw strategic planning, buying, and reporting for Southwest Airlines, among others. He's also held senior management positions at Disney Networks and J. Walter Thompson. In other words, he's a media pro. Don Draper's got nothing on him. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate that.
So, Chris, before we get started, I'd like to set the tone with some quick rapid-fire questions.
Sure.
You ready?
I think so.
All right, get ready. First one, cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Ski or beach vacation?
Beach vacation.
Gretzky or Jordan?
Gretzky.
Sean Connery or Daniel Craig?
Sean Connery.
If the movie of your life was made, who would play the part of you?
Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to have to say, well, some people would say Weird Al Yankovic. Because we look a little similar.
That's great. No one ever goes with anyone but Sean Connery.
Right. Oh, really?
So tell us a little bit about Alethea. What should we know about your agency?
Yeah, so I founded the company about 5 years ago. I had a career in media, and I wanted to get out on my own. And I wanted to build a company that would be able to provide solid media thinking along with data and custom analytics that would allow you to make better media placement, media decisions, and drive performance. And so I did some research. I came up with the name Alethea. And I don't know if you know, Paul, but she is the Greek goddess of trust, truth, and transparency, which is how I wanted to run the business.
Wow. That's great. I love that name. On your website, I think you lead with that. Alethea is guided by truth and fueled by research. Tell us about why that was so important to lead with.
Yeah, because there's a lot of times, customers, our clients, didn't necessarily have all the moving parts with respect to understanding the customer, knowing what motivates the customer. We have a tool called Zenzi that allows us to do value-based research. And I don't know if you know Shalom Schwartz, but Shalom Schwartz had a theory of values behavior. And so we took that theory and we whittled it down into 6 value types, we'll call them. And that allows us to understand how a consumer is making their purchase decision. We use that to then drive the media decision, but also to evaluate some of the content that of how our clients are speaking with their customers. And we use that data to refine their communication so that they can get more results from that communication.
It's fascinating, isn't it? It's amazing where this industry has gone and how different it's become.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I want to ask you this question. As many people have, I've often thought about starting my own agency. Never could quite take the leap. Tell us how the decision was made to leave Camelot and actually start your own agency.
Yeah, I was very fortunate. The Camelot team, led by Tom Callahar, they're a fantastic group of people. Tom had made a decision with respect to the business, and he came to me and he says, "Hey, you want to go out on your own and start your own company?" I said, "I sure do." And he was very kind to give me the opportunity and gave me the 3 or 4 clients that I was able to walk away with and open up my doors with those clients. So I came away with, at the time, it was Main Event, Lala, Promised Land, and Ace Cash Express.
How long ago was that?
That was about 5 years ago.
Wow. Well, yeah. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, I thank Tom for getting me.
You've taken that leap that we've all thought of taking.
Yeah, I tell you, it was a big leap at the time. Fear was definitely a factor.
So let me ask you, how does Alethea set itself apart from other creative agencies? And what are the core competencies that your team possess?
Well, the one thing is we're more of a marketing and media company, Paul. And so we are more full-service media strategy, marketing strategy. We do less on the creative side. I have a partnership with a creative agency that we work with, Acrobat Ant. But on the media strategy side,
we did an interview with Angela last week.
Yeah, she's a great partner of mine on the creative side. But from the media side, we focus on understanding the customer. That's absolutely key. Understanding the marketplace and the geography of where those customers are as it relates to our clients' locations or to the areas of where our clients' business is penetrating. So we want to be able to understand that because we're less about telling you how many impressions you got and more about telling you how many conversions or sales or how much of an impact on your brand we've made.
And that's really in the end what it's all about. I think sometimes people forget that.
Yeah, I agree. I work with a lot of CEOs and CMOs, and you know the media metrics are important, but ultimately it's the results. And if you're not delivering on the results, then there's a challenge.
So tell us a little bit about your proudest professional accomplishment.
Gosh, my proudest professional accomplishment was probably opening my door as Alethea Marketing and Media. You know, it was a very giant leap to start my own company, especially later on in my career. And to me, that was a big day. I still have the little sign that we had outside of our small office up here on the Dallas Parkway. But now, you know, we have a big office off of Proton Road at Spring Valley and Midway. And I have close.
Well, you've got some big accounts. Big national accounts. It's not this is not a mom and pop local agency.
That's right. I've been very fortunate to be able to have that. And you know, we've grown our team. We have, of course, our bumps in the road, but at the same time, we've grown to close to 30 people at the agency, and I have the benefit of being able to work on some great business.
That's really exciting. Give us a little bit insight into ways that Alethea has given back to the local community.
Yeah, we give back quite a bit. We pride ourselves. One of the things that at Alethea that I created was actually two different things. We have an ambassador of fun, and that's somebody who helps us, you know, develop our culture. But on the other side of that, we have an ambassador of giving back. So we've done things like a letter writing campaign to seniors who are in a memory care facility and they don't communicate very much. What we did is we got the team together and wrote them all little notes that talked about the upcoming Easter break and whatnot. And we shared that with the team. And the feedback we got was this was some of the first time some of those people actually smiled as they were reading through our notes. Some of the other things that we've done, I think you asked me about cats versus dogs. Well, we did that same thing at the agency where we had people who are cat people and people who are dog people. And we used that to kind of pit the groups against each other so that they could donate dog toys or cat toys. And whoever had the most won a prize. And then we donated that to the local pet facility here in town. And then most importantly is our relationship with My Hand, My Cause. We are the pro bono agency for that group. And if you don't know Everett Wilder and Dennis Murphy, Dennis is an international photographer famous for his photography. And what he does is creates museum-like photos of athletes and celebrities' hands. Currently, we've got Dirk Nowitzki, Dak Prescott.
What do you mean his hands?
They're actual hands. They take a really cool shot of their hands because it's their hands that are what they use as their career tool. And so they take those images, and those images are then sold, and all of those funds are donated to the charity of that celebrity. So it's a way for that celebrity
that's
to raise money.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe
it's very
get
cool.
My masseuse to get their hands on.
Yeah, there'll be a whole line of masseuses. I think recently they just had FC Dallas as well come on board, and so they've taken photos of all the hands of the FC Dallas folks.
That's pretty cool. I mean, it's really great what you guys are doing for the community, and it's such an important part, not just for what you do for the community, but also what it does for your team internally.
Absolutely.
And everything else that goes along with that. It's what it's all about. And that's one thing that I've noticed. There have been a lot of changes in the industry over 20 years, and that's really been for the positive. The emphasis put on giving back is, I think, greater than it's ever been.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, we've got a great team at Alethea, and they come up with the ideas. I let them, you know, help develop some of the ideas of giving back. And, you know, we adopt families at the holiday times, and we'll do all that we can to help.
Let me ask you, what's your prognosis for this ever-changing advertising industry? Give it to me for the rest of this year and say the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, well, definitely for the rest of this year, it's this continuity around the effectiveness of digital audio as well as, I believe, digital video. I think we're going to see more of that continue to take shape. I think it's kind of curious right now where social media is at. There's a lot of influx in social media with respect to how it's being effective and how much you can really target in those environments. And so I think that's going to be an interesting kind of take for the next 6 months and see how that kind of unravels itself, you know, especially between Meta and TikTok and then all of the other things like Be Real and Lemonade that are coming out here in the next little while.
And trust is such an important factor these days.
Oh, my gosh, is it ever. You know, and that's kind of one of the reasons why I kept with the name Alethea, because there's a lot of questionable things out there with respect to where you advertise and how you advertise. Yeah. And I think that's important to have that trust, because I think that's going to be the longer term kind of view. Like you asked about 5 years from now, and I think it's you're going to see the democratization of data in some way, shape, or form, yeah. where customers are going to understand the value of their data. And they're going to want more out of the relationship than what they currently
have. The trust aspect has been very important for us. As you know, radio is consistently listed as the most trusted of all major media. Last question for you. What advice would you give to someone young coming into the industry today?
Yeah, number one thing is research and learn. Right? You're a sponge. Just because you finish school, it doesn't mean you stop learning. And especially if you want to stay relevant in the advertising world, things change. Things are a lot different from when I started to what they are today. And that's only because I stayed relevant. And, you know, you have to stay up to date. I think that's a big, big focus. You know, meet with as many people as you can. Learn about the new technologies that are coming up. You know, this whole notion of ChatGPT as an example is something to understand a whole lot more, because it's going to have an influence on our business and on our lives as we move forward.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your insight with our audience. Again, that's Chris Chembre, CEO of Alethea Media. Thanks again, Chris.
Thank you, Paul.